welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer and engineer, the man, Stephen Chaldone.
Hey there.
How we doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm beginning my preparations for Thanksgiving.
Turkey Day.
Well, I'm taking out my pilgrim suit. No. Actually, you know, it's interesting. Thanksgiving is pretty involved as far as the cook. Have you cooked for Thanksgiving?
You've done it? I have.
Me
too. It's an involved meal.
It's a lot of stuff. It's the sides that kill you. Because
yes.
the turkey, you just jam them in the oven and he's done. The
turkey's easy.
A lot
it's
of
all
stuff.
The veggie stuff.
A lot of stuff.
And then you realize, like last year we realized, we're vegetarians. You eat more vegetables at Thanksgiving than you do meat.
Sopping in butter and sopping
well,
in gravy.
Butter and gravy.
And marshmallows.
And cheese.
I love
and
all
sugar.
Of that. Yeah, I'm enjoying every drop.
Syrup.
Of it. But it's interesting, you know, because it's not just what I like about Thanksgiving, of course, it's one of these unique holidays. It is a religious holiday. But because we've made it a religious holiday, not because it's mandated a religious holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a day where we're grateful to God for the gift of this country and this land we live in, right? That's kind of a nice thing.
Yes, it is.
And it's and so many other things, not just the country. I mean, our lives
you know,
and
our
families
lives,
and
people.
All kinds of stuff, right?
Yep.
There's something really great about that. And a lot of people go to church on Thanksgiving morning, too, you know?
I know, and that's kind of neat,
nice.
Too.
That's nice. Not required.
Kind of stole the holiday.
Yes, I like that. We just crept in there.
Kind of crept in
and
in.
We grabbed it. It's mine, thank you. No, I love it. And same thing for me. I know you're going to be with friends for Thanksgiving,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Me too. I'm going to be with the nuns. I go to a convent.
Yep.
And I have dinner with the nuns with my dad.
It's just like you're going to a convent.
It's a lot of fun, actually. We have a good time over there.
I know. You have a good time.
So it's a good thing. So it's all about Thanksgiving. We're celebrating the great gifts God has given us, all the great gifts that we are really grateful for today. So to start us off on a show that is grateful, that's all about that gift of Thanksgiving in our lives, here's Led Zeppelin. This one is called Thank You.
Still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Kind of woman. Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be dark. For you to me are the only one. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea. There will still be you.
It's funny how you sometimes think, you know, sorry is the hardest word. Sometimes thank you is the hardest word. You know, I think about that an awful lot when people are kind to me, which is like every day of the week. It's incredible how many nice people there are in my life. You know, like, did I thank them? Did I remember to say thanks? And I make sure, you know, that I did, or I send an email, and then I always will do an old-fashioned snail mail little note card, you know, and just write thank you so much for a great night, or, you know, thanks for the ride, or thanks for your kind words. Or I think, you know, we can't be grateful enough, really, you know, and I think there's something important about that. I think being grateful is not hard, and yet at the same time, I think it's a very, very important part of who we are, you know, to kind of walk through this life expectant and never be grateful is a terrible thing. You know, I think it's about being grateful and thanking people, you know, for the different things they do in our lives. It's an easy thing to do. It's free, right? But in a sense, it's a great, great gift. So I think that's what we're call to, is to kind of take that stance of thankfulness and say, yeah, you know what? It won't kill me today to say thank you to 10 people, you know, 10 people who serve me in some way or another during the day. There's something good about that. And I think that begins to create a milder world, a world where people are just a little bit kinder, and that begins to change things a little bit. So I think there's something worth us playing a role in the change in society toward a sense of gratefulness to God and gratefulness to one another. It's an important thing. Hey, here's Van Halen. This is called Jump. We'll be right back. Sometimes we're in these overwhelming situations where gratefulness is just so incredibly beautiful in our lives. You know, I did a wedding, which I often do on the weekends, last weekend. And, you know, you could just see the sense of gratitude to God for the gift of this relationship. Like, the couple was just crying. And, you know, there's something really beautiful about that, to see their love, but also to see the power of that coming together and how that changes dramatically. You know, in our lives, there is sometimes those moments where we're so aware of God's blessing in our lives that we're just overwhelmed. It's just so beautiful. I mean, I don't know, the first time, I never held a baby because I haven't had a baby. I mean, I've held babies, but not my own. You know, there's something about holding your own child that seems to bring people to an unbelievable awareness of that. I work with a guy who said to James Taylor, Sweet Baby James was on the radio, and he said, I hold my son and I sing this song to him. And you could just see as he was saying that, it was all about love. It was all about the beauty of that moment. I think there's something really powerful about that, and that kind of gratefulness is the deep gratefulness, you know, for the things that go right in life, for the things we do right in life. And that's all part of what we're called to recognize. So yeah, sometimes it's a little jumpy, you know, sometimes it's about that powerful moment that is just so overwhelming. We're really called to be grateful to God for that. Most of the time, it's about the little things. The little things do add up and make a big difference, though, and those are important, too. Here's Rush, Show Don't Tell.
On all day.
Well, that's another great part of Thanksgiving is that sometimes, you know, it's not just about the words. I love the words because I think it's important to say thank you. But sometimes it's about the actions too, right? We're grateful by some actions in our lives. Like, you're grateful for the gift that you've received by how you care for the gift. You know, if you care for it and take care of it, well, that makes a big difference, you know, in our sense of, you know, gratitude for what we've gotten. I think that's an important reality of our lives. Sometimes we show our gratefulness in a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's a hug that doesn't have any words attached to it. Sometimes it's about making sure we have the ice cream that our loved one loves the most in the house. You know, I know people who do that. Like, I think all of that's important. We just have to find what matters and kind of remember those special things. You know, we all have special likes and dislikes, and we have people in our lives who love us, who make sure that those kind of special things are part of our lives, you know, and that's a great, great gift. So as we approach Thanksgiving, sure, we bring all of that gratefulness to the table, and we're grateful to God, you know, for these things in our lives. But the people who do those acts of gratefulness for us, you know, to be grateful for the person, not just the act, but the person in our lives, because I think they help make life a little bit easier to live. They make it move along a little bit. And I think there's something, like I said, very powerful about our sense of encountering those moments. You know, the person who gives you the hug, the person who asks, how are you? But they really mean, how are you? You know, they don't say, how you doing? Okay. And this answer, you know, they answer it for you. No, but that really, how are you? You know, really kind of caring about you, which is a really nice thing. It's great to be cared for in this world. And that's something that's really important. And God puts us, you know, people in our lives to care for us, which is important too. Hey, here's Mick Jagger. This is called God Gave Me Everything.
You can hear it in your lover's eyes. You could touch
God gave me everything I want. Well, there's a part of gratitude we really haven't reflected on too much yet today. And that's an important part of gratitude, to recognize that, yeah, there's a gratitude to God on Thanksgiving. That's an important thing too, right? You know, gratefulness to God, not just for the people, not just for the things, but also for our very selves. You know, that ability that we have in our lives to be kind of self-reflective, to think about your life and say, well, you know, what a great gift. Like, I can laugh and I can, play this sport, or I can run around and do this or that. You know, all of those things that we're really grateful that God has given us in our lives that are not something you wear or own, you know, the gift of your personhood. And I think for me, that's a great gift. Like, that's something I'm very grateful to God for, that ability to be able to smile, the ability to be able to laugh a little bit and communicate. All of those things matter. And I'm grateful to God for those things. And that's not, you know, being silly. I think that's really something we got to think about in our lives. You know, God has blessed each and every one of us in a very particular way. And that's part of what we bring to that table of Thanksgiving that day, the table of Thanksgiving, where we say to God, yeah, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that in my life. I'm grateful that for that emotion. I'm grateful that I'm passionate about this or that. Those things matter, you know? I'm grateful for the ability to read and reflect and think in my life. All of those things matter in our lives. And again, that's where we have to kind of take some time and say, what do I really want to bring to the table? What is the gratefulness I want to bring to the table? That's what makes the huge difference ultimately in our lives. Hey, here's ZZ Top. This is called I Thank You. Certainly there are those people who have been mentors in our lives, and you know, we're always grateful to God for them and the role that they play in our lives. You know, the other week I was able to sit next to the guy who was the rector of the seminary, R-E-C-T-O-R. He's the guy in charge of the seminary when I was there. And I guess the priest is now in his late 70s, you know. And I said to him, you know, John, I always wanted to say this to you. Like, you did a great job in that seminary and you taught us all well. I said, there's like a bunch of us who are priests now under your, you know, direction. And we're all healthy and happy. And, you know, we enjoy our priesthood and treasure it. And you taught us all about that by the way you ran the seminary in those days. And thank you for that, you know. And you could tell that, like, he probably hasn't heard that a lot, you know. And I think there was something great about being able to share that. Not because I sat there and said, I want to make this guy's night. Not at all. I wasn't thinking about that one bit. I was just got a sense of gratitude that kind of bubbled up in my life. And I said, you know what? This man was there for me in like 5 years of my life before I was a priest, you know, 30-something years ago. And there was something really beautiful about that. I want to say thanks to this guy. There's something important about that. Like, who in your life do you really want to thank? Is there a couple of people on your bucket list you say, ah, you know what? Before it's all over, I do want to say thank you to this person. Or I do want to write a note. I do want to find somebody. Like, I found my first grade teacher and sent her a note to thank her. You know, I feel good about that. Like, I was like, wow, this is great. You know, to be able to kind of be able to say thanks and acknowledge. You know, I think it's important in our lives that we do that kind of stuff and helps kind of register it one way or another. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about Thanksgiving today. This is REO Speedwagon. Roll with the changes.
To make the break that we are on the brink of. My cup
in our lives, we kind of all know people who can roll with it very well, right? People who kind of let things slide. They're very pliable people. They're very able to adapt. And probably in each of our lives, there are certain areas where we can do that. You know, certain areas where we have devil may care, you know? Say, oh, that'll be fine. No big deal. Oh, yeah, sure, I could do that. And then there are other ways in other parts of our life, perhaps, where we're very, very rigid. And I know a few people who are very, very rigid 24/7. That's a hard way to be, you know, because the minute things don't go the way you want, you know, it's sort of like you can hear the cracking happening, you know. So it's important in our lives, I think, just to be happy and healthy, that part of that gratefulness is to be grateful for the things that happen that maybe we didn't plan. Maybe they aren't as much as something that we wanted, but it's something that we got. And ultimately, it's about that pliability. It's that ability to roll with it that's going to make us able to celebrate and be happy. Not always easy to do, I agree. But ultimately in our lives, that's going to make us much better people, you know, again, than those people who crack because it just didn't go the way they wanted. The people who are furious because, you know, somebody came over at 7:30 who said they were coming at 7 o'clock for dinner. Like, if you can bend a little bit, if we can understand that our friends are going to be late and it's not always going to go the way we planned, ultimately we can let certain things roll. I wish I could say, you know, take what I'm preaching and live it. But in our lives, you know, if we get back and forth on that, there are moments where rigid, moments where pliable, to pray for that pliability, because that's going to make us grateful for the moment a lot more than we could ever imagine. Hey, here's Motley Crue. This is called Home Sweet Home.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming on this long and winding road.
Home sweet home.
There's one of the most basic gratitudes in our life, the most grateful Thanksgiving moment maybe is just to that ability to have the home, to be home. You know, if you've ever known somebody or seen somebody, of course you've seen somebody who's homeless, you know, it's a terrible thing, isn't it? It's something you really think about, like that lack of rootedness. You know, what is our home really? Our home's the place where the roots are. So like we're out a lot or we're doing things, we're running around, but we have that home. We have that place where we go that's clearly ours. You know, it's not stately Wayne Manor where Batman lives necessarily, no. But you know what? We have what we have. We've been given what we've been given. And you know what? That's good enough. Like even Thanksgiving, you know, sometimes you take a look at some of these, you know, magazines, like I get the Williams-Sonoma magazine, you know, you look at that and they say, oh, look at this Thanksgiving, like the Thanksgiving table. I mean, I've never seen a Thanksgiving table so beautiful. You know, ours is a lot more simple than that. But there's something as beautiful at our table as there is in the magazine one, you know, because everything's not perfect and people are not perfect. No, that's a photograph. That's a moment in time. Our lives have, you know, moments and emotions and moving and growing and stuff like that and gravy spilling, you know. All of that stuff's important in our lives, and I think that's the reality of our homes. Our homes are not perfect places. They're places where God dwells, though. They're the little churches. That's what the Pope refers them to, the little churches. Those little churches where we take the big church to it, and we recognize that God's there, too. God's present in those little churches in our homes, helping us to recognize that, yeah, there's a lot to be grateful for because we have this place where we can be who we are. What a tremendous gift that is. And even the people who are homeless that find a home, that find a place to go where they feel welcomed and wanted and their lives have value. Again, that sense of being home is such an important thing. So in the midst of celebrating our homes, it's a good day to be grateful to God, but also to ask and pray for those who don't have a home, because that homeness is such an important thing in our lives. You know, we need that ability to have roots, and those poor folks who don't, they kind of lose those roots and they kind of lose their grounding, and it becomes a much more shaky tree, you know, to hang on to when there's no roots there. So that's something certainly to pray for that day. Hey, here's Steely Dan. This is called Black Friday.
Gonna wear
There's some real irony for you, huh? Like you get this beautiful experience of Thursday, Thanksgiving, and we're spending the day with our family and playing some games maybe around the house, a little board game or some kind of fun game, you know? And then Friday, boom, the mall's packed, everything, consumerism, blah. The holiday season, right? That's what they call it. You know, it's interesting. I think we need to kind of have a context for all of that. You know, I have never participated in Black Friday. Now, that's not because I'm, you know, religiously against it or anything like that. Not at all. It's just the lunacy of the day. It doesn't really attract me. You know, the thought of, you know, not being able to park and driving around and then waiting online to buy stuff. And I'm like, ugh, that doesn't sound like fun. You know, I think there are people who like that and enjoy that. But I think it's about context. You know, can we kind of give the holiday season, the Advent season, the Christmas season, a context and say, yeah, you know, if I'm going to go shopping, I'm going to go shopping to buy stuff for people I love because I want to be grateful for them and I want to thank them for their love and what they do for me. So that's kind of part of the gift buying part of it all. But we can't really get too overly caught up in it, can we? We can get so caught up in it that we're lost. And ultimately, that's not going to do us any good in the long run, you know. So, yeah, Black Friday, it's there. And Black Monday and any other black days where we're shopping like crazy people. But the bottom line is, you know, what's the context? What's the reason you're doing that? Why are you buying your kids gifts? Because you want to be grateful to God for them and you want them to know how grateful you are for their love and their love for you and all of that back and forth. It makes such a big difference when things have a context and then the gifts we buy really have meaning. Hey, here's Bruce Springsteen. This is called Human Touch.
You and me, we were the pretenders. We let it all slip away. In the end, what you don't surrender, well, the world just strips away. Girl, ain't no kindness in the face of strangers. We ain't gonna find no miracles here. Well, you can wait on your blessings, my darling. I got a deal for you right here. Someone to talk to and a little of that human touch, just a little of that human touch. Ain't no mercy on the streets of this town, ain't no bread from a heavenly sky. Ain't nobody drawing wine from this blood. It's just you and me tonight. Till the end of a world without pity. Do you think what I'm asking's too much? I just want something to hold on to and a little of that human touch. Just a little of that human touch.
You might need something to hold on to when all
Bruce Springsteen, Human Touch. That's an important part of our lives, too. You know, it's the hugs and the embraces and being able to kind of greet those people who will be in our lives this week. That's an important thing for us. And I think we're called to recognize that, you know, to say, yeah, you know, there's going to be these people who maybe I don't agree with them on every issue. Maybe I didn't vote for the same person they voted for. Maybe it's a little more stressful than other times because of X, Y, or Z. Can we still celebrate those people? Can we recognize the power of them in our lives? So it all adds up, you know, it all adds up for good. And I think God calls us to kind of accept people where they're at and understand that not everybody's going to be exactly like us, but we can still be grateful for them, right? Our family and our friends, because they make a difference in our lives. And again, we want to have that stance of gratitude that kind of changes everything and makes Thursday a special day. That's what it's about. Hey, here's Natalie Merchant. This is called Kind and Generous. Hopefully we are kind and generous. Hopefully they are kind and generous to us. Yeah, that's all about a world where people care about one another. It's a world and an America where we really hope and pray. You know, that's kind of what we want to be. That's us at our best selves, is kind and generous to one another. And that's another part of the gratefulness, I think, of expression on Thanksgiving. You know, we kind of think about the other guy that day. Like, hopefully you're bringing some cans of food for the poor to some food bank, or maybe your family is putting together a Thanksgiving basket to give to somebody else. Maybe you're volunteering down at a food bank or at a, you know, a place, a soup kitchen that serves on Thanksgiving. All of those things add up. I think we cannot be generous enough. I told you before, you know, the Pope does these things called Mercy Fridays, you know, to give some kind of act of mercy. We need that too in our lives. God's mercy is there for us. We're called to be grateful people. When we're grateful, we know gratefulness of God in our lives. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by Mr. Turkey, Stephen Shaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.